Sports Central. US Sport.
Bit of live baseball going on in the States. Craig Koenig, we're going to hear this man's voice on SEN through the summer as, of course, the Melbourne Aces settle up for another big season closer to home. He's on the line, SEN's Major League Baseball podcast, as we can catch Fritter as well. G'day, Fritter. How are you doing?
Brett, how are you, mate?
Going pretty well. We've got some live action at the moment over in the States. We know there's a lot of games of baseball coming beaming into us every single day. Give us a bit of a pen pick of the season and how it's all looking.
Well, this morning was a real stepping stone for the St. Louis Cardinals. They have clinched a final spot for this year already. There's still 2 weeks to go in the regular season, and they've already clinched a final spot. So the Cardinals have been the real yardstick this year in the wins and loss column. They've been phenomenal. Toronto's currently in a playoff spot. If the season was to finish today, Toronto would be in the finals. The Yankees are up there, as always. The Los Angeles Dodgers are up there. Texas Rangers. All of these teams are vying for final spots. But as I mentioned, 2 weeks to go in the regular season. There's still a lot to be played out in that position. The main one is would be Toronto v Yankees. They play each other six times just this week coming up, okay, through later this week and next weekend. And Toronto hold a 3.5 game lead in that division. So that's going to be a really important series later this week. But
just on the Blue Jays, Troy Tulowitzki, just give us an update on him. I think he suffered a broken left shoulder blade last week.
Yeah, that's right. With Toronto, of course, Australia's own Liam Hendricks is part of this organisation as well. He's had a terrific season. 5 wins and no losses with Toronto. But Troy Tulowitzki came across from the Colorado Rockies just after the All-Star game mid-season, and Toronto went on an absolute tear. They also picked up a pitcher, left-handed pitcher named David Price, and the two of those guys really ignited the Toronto Blue Jays, and this second half of the season they've really been phenomenal. But with Tulowitzki currently out, and I just read up on him this morning, he did the injury last week, as you mentioned, the left shoulder.
Yep.
It's not his throwing arm, but it's obviously a concern. There's a crack in the shoulder blade there. So he's still under advisement. They're still seeing specialists, so they're not exactly sure when or if Tulowitzki will get back into the Blue Jays lineup. And another interesting one on that was that their second baseman also injured his shoulder just last week. So their starting shortstop and second baseman are currently hurt.
Okay.
So they've got a couple of second stringer guys currently in the middle part of the infield. But Toronto have still been winning games, and that's the key to the whole thing with Tulowitzki sitting out at the minute. And hopefully he can come back into the lineup to strengthen them going into the playoffs.
And just a quick little Aussie watch before I let you go.
The Aussies news? Are really doing well. There's going to be a huge Minnesota Twins feel to the Aces this year. Sam Gibbons' team, the Cedar Rapids Colonels, played against Andy Graham, another Australian managing over in with the Detroit Tigers organisation. They had a playoff game today and the Colonels won that. So Sam Gibbons is in the box seat there. Minnesota Twins, that is. They're currently leading that series 2-1 in the best of 5 series. They've got another one tomorrow and if need be the next day. But Aussie's really doing well over there. Zach Shepherd's another Australian part of that playoff series. So all looking good for Sam Gibbons right now. He's had a stellar season when he got promoted with the Minnesota Twins and really looking good for Sam Gibbons.
Great stuff. Craig, we'll talk more comprehensively as we get closer to the Aces season kicking off. Really appreciate your time. You can catch, of course, Fritter and Justin Charles on the SEN Major League Baseball podcast every Saturday, SEN.com.au. Look forward to that, Fritter. We'll talk soon.
Good on you, Brett. Thanks very much.